As both drought and concerns about livestock, pasture, and rangeland conditions intensify in the Northern Plains, the Agriculture Department continues its efforts to assist affected producers in Montana and the Dakotas. USDA last month announced help for these livestock producers with acres enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program.
Secretary Perdue authorized emergency grazing on CRP land in the drought-stricken counties in Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota.
That's Misty Jones with USDA's Farm Service Agency. FSA oversees the Conservation Reserve Program. The secretarial declaration was later expanded to include counties contiguous with those already approved for emergency CRP grazing. As Jones explains, this is just one of many FSA options available when it comes to helping livestock producers mitigate drought conditions.
CRP has many flexible elements to allow adjustment to critical conditions, such as emergency haying and grazing. The Emergency Conservation Program also provides critical emergency funding and technical assistance to help farmers and ranchers rehabilitate farmland damaged by natural disasters and to help livestock producers enhance water supplies during periods of severe drought. Our ECP program, that basically allows us to help with water issues for your livestock producers.
There is also emergency assistance for livestock under FSA's ELAP program. Other options to assist livestock producers facing drought conditions can as well be found at the local USDA Service Center. Natural Resources Conservation Service Deputy Chief Jimmy Bramblett says state conservationists can make certain programs available based on need. For instance,
NRCS will use the Conservation Technical Assistance Program to help support the Farm Services Agency in that regard. If drought gets severe enough, we have easements that we have occasionally allowed grazing to take place on those easements as long as it doesn't infringe upon that taxpayer investment and the intended protections for that property.
Meanwhile, U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell says for drought-impacted producers with permits for livestock grazing on national grasslands,
we have the ability to work with the ranchers to use all the flexibilities that we have to change the rotations to be able to use parts of the grasslands that have been rested.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.